Where's the, Joe's been taking me past all these places where people are buried. What would you call those places?
They're cemeteries.
Is there a different way of saying a public one from a private one?
Well, most of it is private, and city cemeteries are public.
Are there different words for them? How you might refer to the...
No, you just spoke of by the name and then...
Like what?
Like Oso Cemetery in Brush Creek. And some towns have got their own cemeteries, and some towns have got just private cemeteries, but just go by the name they got. Mm-hmm. And they've all been got a...
If would you distinguish them word-wise by maybe the size of the place, or is there something older people might call
them? No, they'd just be known by the name of the cemetery. There wouldn't be no difference in sizes. I mean, there is some difference in sizes, but some's operated by associations and cities operated by a city.
What if it was very small and out on a farm? Would it still be a cemetery?
No, it'd be a family cemetery then. Mm-hmm. And they'd run anywhere from 2 to 3 graves on that.
What if it was around a church?
It'd be a church cemetery then.
Mm-hmm. Or any other names or things like that?
Well, it'd be a churchyard and just church. But ones on the farm would be family cemeteries. They had a lot of them over the county.
A lot of what?
Family cemeteries to the use.
The actual place where people are buried, that individual part, that would be what?
Where the plot or the lot. Mm-hmm. And just a small cemetery would be a plot, and a big cemetery would be a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do they call the thing they put the body in to bury it?
It might be a vault.
There's a box they might put you in. What is that called?
Some
of
the old coffin.
Is there any other names for
that? Yeah, the coffin and the vault. And someone called casket and coffin. Mm-hmm. Not really any difference in it.
Were the older ones that were wide at the shoulders and taped by the feet any called anything else?
There was coffins.
How is a coffin different from a casket?
I guess in the way it was made up, because it was usually made in your local shops, and it was made a little bit like a violin case if it didn't taper in, and the bottom was big at the top and it went smaller at the bottom. Mm-hmm. More or less like a boat.
What do you call that ceremony at the cemetery itself?
Well, it's usually the graveside services.
Mm-hmm. But the whole thing, you say he was a very important man. Everybody.
Well, funeral services.
Yeah, now there was a special way you put, jokingly referred to the whole service was going on using the word funeral.
Oh, the planting?
Yeah. Well, there was, you were using the word funeral too, in it.
Oh, funeralizing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me about that?
Huh?
How is that used?
I didn't even have colored funeral, they funeralize them. Mm-hmm. And, it takes them about a week to hold, and they usually hold the body out for 5 or 6 days, and then they had a funeral on Sundays, maybe. And they call it funeralizing. Mm-hmm. So they have.
Is that what the whites call it, or is that what the blacks call it?
What the black call it. Mm-hmm. And there might be one in this week's fixture up there where they funeralized him. Mm-hmm. And but they write it up in the paper, in the fixture paper. Mm-hmm. We'll look at it back tomorrow.
All right.
And they've opened it up. But they usually have a pretty big day out of there. It takes several hours. Then